Somebody say praise the Lord. And so Nehemiah summarizes it for them and says, it's the joy of the Lord that is your strength. And Isaiah had said, it's with joy you'll draw forth from the wells of salvation. Tonight, I want you to express your joy in the house. We're going to continue a workshop from this morning. But in the middle of all, if you love it, then rejoice. If you're glad for it, then rejoice. If you've got a promise, rejoice. If God's brought you out, rejoice. If your sins are washed away, rejoice. Praise God.
Feels like fire.
Clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. Shake your neighbor and say, praise the Lord. Tell him the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Everyone say, therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Lay your hand on your neighbor and tell them it's by joy that you get strength and are stable in this experience. Tell them anything that steals your joy can steal your soul. Anything that steals your joy steals your effectiveness. Anything that steals your joy steals your prayer. Somebody that knows that to be true, say praise the Lord. Now, you've already worshiped God really well in the house. And we've already wrung ourselves out in prayer. But I want us to just press in a little bit further to this lesson from this morning. We're in 12 of Isaiah and beginning in 1. And you could take a brief break, but come back to help me, okay? Just a brief break. Right back. Chapter 12, verse 1, Isaiah. In that day, thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. This is the day he brings you out. This is the day the judgment is over. This is the day the anger is turned aside. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. If you're on God's side now, and the anger's turned away, and you're no longer looking at a reservation in hell, but now God is rather your comforter instead of your judge, I want you to give God praise for that right now. In that day, you'll say, oh Lord, I'll praise you. Verse 2, behold, God is my salvation. Somebody just shout it. God is my salvation. It's not my money. God is my salvation. It's not my job. God is my salvation. It's not what people think about me. God is my salvation. The only way I'm going to get out of here with a positive result is if I'm right with God. And in the end, my bank account won't matter. The size of my house won't matter. The size of my group of friends won't matter. None of those things will matter. My political connections won't matter. My list of who's who, it won't matter. But God is my salvation. And he says, I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord, and here it's probably better rendered Yahweh, or just simply the Lord is my strength and my song, and he's become my salvation. God's my strength. So I don't lose my strength when I lose a friend, because God is my strength. And it doesn't mean I don't love you. It just means you can't have my joy. If I lose my job, I don't lose my strength, because God is my strength. And it just means you can't have my joy. No, come on. Nehemiah said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Tell somebody, my joy is not for sale. It's not on the auction block. It's not in the hands of my friends. It's not dependent on my circumstances. But rather, my joy is in this great salvation. I've been baptized in Jesus' name. Spoke in tongues when the Holy Ghost came. I've got fire down on the inside of my life. Well, praise God. I told you I'm going to give you a whiplash. Therefore, verse 3, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Then joy is the only mechanism by which you can draw forth from the wells of salvation. That means you got to be happy about this thing. We talked about it this morning, that it's not a function of circumstance and it's not a function of goodwill among men, but rather it's a function of will. because David will say in the 118th Psalm, and we talk about it here and we deal with it here. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will be glad in it. Everybody say, I will rejoice. I will be glad in it. Tell your neighbor, this is a day holy unto the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. Don't mourn. Don't weep. Because this day is holy unto God. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You say, now, Brother Sutton, that's just not practical. Because I can give you all kinds of exceptions. Well, I'm open to your exceptions, but you don't want to structure your life based on the exceptions. You want the rule of your life to be joy. By will, saying, this is the day the Lord has made. And before you start any trouble with me, I've seen kids on the day they picked out the coffin to bury their beloved father who died on Saturday. They came in the back of the church in his honor on Sunday morning, dancing all the way down the aisle. The choir had already begun to sing, and they came in, a 16 and an 18-year-old. They came down the aisle dancing and worshiping God on one of the darkest days of their life. But they had learned a lesson from their daddy. You be faithful to God no matter what. No matter what. That young lady had never missed church one Sunday morning in her life. If her daddy had her out of town, he had her in church. And that morning, I didn't know what they were going to do. But they came in the back door, and the music was already going, and the church was devastated. And that those kids were devastated. But they hit the back door dancing and shouting and worshiping because they knew their dad was in the hands of a just and a loving God. I'm telling you, joy will take you into the darkest moment of your life and out on the other side. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And joy is not something that happens to you. Joy is something you do. I will rejoice. I will do my joy over again. And I will be glad. It's not a function of circumstance or the will of men. Or the condition of your life in terms of financial security. But glad is a made-up mind that says, God died for me and I'm glad. God wrote my name in the glory and I'm glad. God kicked the door off of death and hell and I'm glad. God gave me the Holy Ghost and I'm glad, and everything else is small change. Come on, you got to get over on the winning side of this. Everything else is small change. Nothing else matters at all. Do you believe that? It's the truth tonight. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So how do you get water out of the wells of salvation? By doing your joy. Praise God. Why do you think there's so much emphasis in the scripture? Worshiping God. Why do you think David was so close to the heart of God when he had plenty of reason to be sad and to be mournful? And if you're sad, and I'm not picking on you, I'm just saying there's a power greater than that made you sad. I said there's something greater than that has devastated you. Praise God. You're going to have to help them, baby. Maybe your choir song. Bum, ba-dum, bum, bum. Yeah, I just want feeling the whole time. Yeah, there you go. Something lifting them. There you go. Creating a musical ambiance that carries them and helps them. Because there's a poignant resistance to the word of God in this house concerning this, because you think your misery is richer than the riches of God, and you think your heartache is bigger than the treasures of God. You think that your sad story is sadder than the happiness that came breaking forth at Calvary and on the resurrection morning. But I'm going to tell you, you're wrong. Your sad story, if you'll get it at the foot of the cross and you'll bring it to the open mouth of an empty grave, you've got to get on the winning side of this. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Clap your hands to Him. Bless His name. Somebody have a tambourine parade right now. Go ahead. Just do it right now. Somebody say, it feels like fire. Fire. Verse 4. There's four things. You can stand or sit or lie. It doesn't matter. Verse 4. In that day, everyone say, in that day, when I realize I've got salvation. Come on. When I realize the anger's turned away. When I realize that God has redeemed me. In that day, you shall say, praise the Lord. Shake two or three hands around you and just say, praise the Lord. Two or three. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know what this is? In the midst of Isaiah's prophecy concerning judgment, he's giving them a tutorial on when you come out of this and when God redeems you. And when you make up your mind to come out of the pig pen, and when you come out from under the heel of God's judgment, there are some things you can do that'll keep you strong in God. This is a tutorial to say, if you don't want to go back down the same road of backsliding, here's what you can do. Here's a lifestyle that you can adapt. Here's something you can do constructively in your life to maintain your strength. And the first thing he says is, praise the Lord. Call upon his name. He said, call upon his name. I want you to do that right now. Call upon his name. Call upon his name. And he's not just talking about in a Sunday night service, but he's saying, develop yourself a prayer life. Call on his name early in the morning, sometime in the middle of the day, in the evening hours. Call on his name. Jesus, I'm not forgetting about you. I just want to say thank you one more time. I want to praise you one more time. My God, I'm so glad about what you've done for me. This great salvation. You've got to get this. You'll settle down into a spiritual malaise. You've got to get this. You'll settle down into a work day week, and you'll forget how precious this great salvation is. You've got to get this. You'll settle down into the humdrum of just a little patty cake in the house of God and a disconnect on Monday or Tuesday. But he said, praise him and call on his name. Praise him. Call on his name. Declare his doings among the people. I want you to tell two or three people around you what God's done for you. Right now. You might have to get up and walk, but do it. Tell somebody what God's done for you. Me out of the miry clay, set my feet on a rock to stay. Hey. Praise the Lord. Where are you, Kelly? Where are you, Kelly? I was in the bar rooms at 16. I looked old enough. When I was 15, I was in the bar rooms. I dropped Sister Sutton off at 10 o'clock at her house for her curfew, and I'd be out for the rest of the night sometimes. I was in the bar. I remember being face first down on bars, puking my guts out when I was 16 years old. Let me tell you what God has done for you. Let me tell you what God has kept you from. Let me tell you once again what God has done for you. My God, that's worth weeping about. It's worth shouting about. It's worth dancing about. But my story's not a sad story. I didn't stay in the bar room. And I'm not still in the bar room. And my liver is pretty functional. And it's a good day to be in the kingdom of God. Hey, hey. Somebody shout, praise the Lord. Shake somebody and say, let me tell you about the name of Jesus. There is no other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. My God, if you know the name that is above every name, you're exactly right, Sister Pam. If you know this truth, you ought to shout about it every day of your life. I might have a hole in the bottom of my shoe, but I've got the name of Jesus. I may have a muffler that rattles, but I've got the name of Jesus. I may not be living on easy street, but I've got the power of the name of Jesus in my life. You see, you can't let it grow common. You can't let it grow common. Now hear me. What is Isaiah addressing? Why did they continually backslide? Why did they continually become enamored with the Philistines or the Moabites or the outside? Because what they had, which was the greatest thing on the face of the earth, became common to them. Became common to them. How does the gold become dim? How does the truth of God become common to you? When you don't, you got to realize, put your finger right here and say, it's this stinking flesh and this carnal mind. You know what it'll love? It'll love what you remind it of. You remind it of every day, at least three times it's time to eat. And it loves that. Time to eat, time to eat, time to eat. And it squeals like a stuck pig when you say it's time to fast. But every day of your life, you've got to be proactive about this. Today, I'm going to praise God. Today, I'm going to serve God. Today, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. You don't even know what kind of day it's going to be. It doesn't matter what kind of day it is. I love the rain. I love the heat. I love the cold because it's all in the will of God. But nothing dampens my salvation. I know the name of Jesus. I've got the Holy Ghost. I'm going to heaven. This thing will not grow common to me. I've talked to you about not letting your wife or your husband or your children grow common to you. But every day lifting them up in prayer and praying for them. And thanking God for them, and they remain precious to you. So you don't walk off into some stupidity. Damage your family. Damage your life. Same process in the kingdom of God. That's why your prayer, that's why your praise, that's why your daily pursuit of consecration is so absolutely important. He says, if you want to prevent this backsliding, Isaiah's talking to Israel and Judah. He said, here I am, something for you. In that day when the anger's turned aside and the judgment is lifted, you get after the business of praising God. And you say, praise the Lord. And you call upon his name. And you declare his doings among the people. And you make mention that his name is exalted. You need to walk on the job tomorrow and say, we had outrageous church yesterday morning. We had outrageous church last night. Let me tell you how great God is. Let me tell you how good God is. Don't fuss at them about their sin. Don't complain about the smokes. Don't complain about their cussing. Don't they just doing what sinners do. But go into that place, that school, that job, and begin to tell them how good God is. If you do, you won't forget. And And that's the premise. Make mention that his name is exalted. Verse 5. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. Now this morning we sang a song. We made up songs and we sang them in the understanding and we sang in tongues. Praise God. And we won't do that tonight. Although it's not a bad thing to do at all. Praise God. Everybody say, sing unto the Lord, for he has done excellent things. And this is known in all the earth. Everybody knows this. Everybody knows this. Praise God. Well, on second thought, turn to your neighbor and sing him a song. God's been good to me. God redeemed my soul. Oh, he lifted me. Wrote my name in a heavenly place. My God, sing a song to him. Been baptized in Jesus' name. Spoke in tongues when the Holy Ghost came. Hey! Sing that to him. Spoke in tongues. Spoken tongues. Come on. Tell your neighbor, God is great. He's done excellent things. And say, everybody knows that. Yeah. All right. We're almost done. Verse 6. Cry out and shout. It's a workshop. It's a workshop. It's a praise and glory workshop. Hey, have you heard about Jesus? Hey, hey, are you glad to be born again? Fire. Well, cry out a little more. Shout a little more. It feels like fire. Fire in the Holy Ghost. Fire. Holy Ghost fire. Fire. Praise God. Praise God. Now, in a little voice. That's right. Now, what is all that about? It's in the Word of God. What is all of that about? I don't follow this much, but it's kind of inescapable if you read the newspaper. But for the last season of time, they've been playing football games all over the country. And they've begun to play basketball games all over the country. And starting in the spring and through the fall, they play baseball games all over the country. Little leaguers, high schoolers, college kids, the pros. But even if it's a sandlot game, even if it's a sandlot game, go out for a long one. He scores! And he dances. In the backyard, he dances. In the sandlot, he dances. You get a little high school stadium packed out with folks, and their hometown boys are giving it everything they have. You can hear it. I can hear Clay Chalkville High School across the woods and over the creek through my back door, and the door is closed. Dun 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 dun. What are they doing? They're crying aloud and shouting. And then when you notch it up a little bit and take it down the road to Tuscaloosa or over in Auburn, you can hear it for miles away. What are they doing? They're shouting about something they're excited about. Don't give me a hassle about crying out and shouting unto the Lord God and about the things of God. For a fact, when the world comes in this place, they ought to know that there's something here that you're excited about. They ought to know that there's something here that you love. Hey! Fire! All right. I want you to sit down real quick and fold your hands in your lap. This is not a convincing posture to a visitor that you are excited about the things of God. This is not a convincing posture because they've already been to the ball field. They've already been down to the big stadium. They've already been to the playoff game. They know what it's like in the sandlot. They know what excitement looks like. And you're sitting here expecting them to think, I'm going to heaven. My sins are washed away. I'm so thrilled about the name of Jesus. I could just wave. But I want to challenge you. We're in the dawning of a brand new year. I want every visitor that enters these doors this year to know from the time they walk in the door that you love God. And that you love the Word of God. And that you love the name of Jesus. And that you... that it hasn't become common to you. And that it hasn't become ordinary to you. But that it's real to you. Fire. Shake somebody and tell them this thing's real. Shake somebody and tell them, I won't let this become common. Holy Ghost fire. Hey. I know it's been a long day. I know it's been a long week. But I want you to cry out and shout aloud. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Mighty God. So, last part of verse 6. We do all these things because we are inhabitants of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Praise God. It is a tutorial on how not to backslide or backslide again. It is what we should do as we come out of Egypt. Or in the day that the anger is lifted and the judgment of God is turned away, we need to become praisers, shouters, singers, worshipers, testifiers. Tell about it. Talk about it. Shout about it. Praise God. Now let me tell you, this is without a doubt one of the most worshiping churches I've ever been in. I've been in some churches that worship. But I've never been in a church that worships any more than you do. With any more intensity and consistency. And those are two wonderfully powerful words. To be consistent and intense in your worship. But I want to throw down a gauntlet of challenge this evening. And I want to just say, can we raise the bar a little bit in 2008? Can we come in the house of God with our fire and say, here's my fire. I'm going to add to this. I'm going to be a part of this. Now, I know every day won't be a good day for you in terms of money and people and work and pressure. And I know that. But every day is going to be the day the Lord has made, so it's holy unto the Lord. And so what do? We rejoice in it. And we are glad. Praise God. Give your neighbor your biggest, brightest smile. We're going to work on that. We're going to work on that. Praise God. I want us all to come down around the altar tonight. Choir, why don't you come back up on the platform and just start singing a little bit. And I want us to just have a little celebration here. It's not even 8:30 yet. We're doing good. Unless that clock is dead or something. It feels like fire. Wait a minute. In 2008, we're going to raise the bar. I want the praise singers. I want you to be moving. I want you to be shouting. I want you to be... You're a good choir. But in 2008, I want the choir on its feet. I want it dancing. I want it worshiping. If you need to run the aisles, run the aisles. Somebody say praise the Lord. Give your neighbor a high five and say, I'm going to sing with the choir. I'm going to shout with the word. I'm going to preach with the preacher. Sing, sing. It feels like fire.
It feels like fire. Fire. Fire from the Holy Ghost. Come on. It feels like fire. Fire. Fire from the Holy Ghost.
It feels like fire.
Praise circle. Come on, gentlemen, get somebody and praise God. Hey,
fire.
That's what it feels like. Day you shall praise the Lord. In that day, call on his name. In that day, declare his goodness.
Yeah.
somebody. Tell somebody. Talk about it. Tell somebody. Yeah.